Okay, this week's Parsha is Parsha Vayakhel. I feel like I should give it over in an English accent, but I can't, so I'm not going to even try. But I should try, but I'm not going to. We have a one of the more fascinating, again, the Mishkan building is very difficult to go through. Shnayim Mikra, Vayakhel B'Kuda, especially Vayakhel B'Kuda, you already saw most of this already in Truma Tetzava. Vayakhel B'Kuda is like really mostly repetition. It's very hard to get excited about Vayakhel B'Kuda. But there's one part that's really exciting and interesting. I'm going to share with you right now this exciting part. We've already discussed the cure. The cure was mentioned in the beginning of Parshas Kitisa. The cure is the water basin that was given over, that was used for the Kohan to wash their hands and their feet. They already were purified. They were still Tahor, but the cure made them Kadosh. Okay. Again, they're not Tumah. There's no Tumah by the. 100% sure. There's no. It's not an issue of Tahor. They already were Tahor. They've been to Mikvah already. But it's the level of Kedusha you bring when you have the Kiyur that washes the hands and the feet of the Kohen. The material that the Kiyur is made out of, I'm reading right now, Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Ches. Vayasas a Kiyur Nechoshes, copper, Vez Kano Nechoshes, B'maros Hatzov Os, Hashetzov B'sesach Olmoid. By the Maros Hatzov Os. Maros are mirrors. Rashi here quotes a fascinating Medrash. These were the mirrors that were used by the women in Mitzrayim. Again, keep in mind, the people who are now are in the desert, people who survived the Mitzrayim story, and people who are that use mirrors to beautify themselves in Mitzrayim. I'll read the words inside for you in the Rashi. Rashi quotes the following line. Again, in the Rashi, Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Ches. B'nos Yisrael hayu b'yadon mar'os sheroos b'hen k'shein mitzkashtos. The women in Bnei Yisrael, they used to use these mirrors. They look at these hand mirrors. Look at the hand mirrors. Check out how they're looking. I was actually with someone today in the elevator. Walking the elevator today, and we're talking, and like he looked himself in the mirror. Now we do it all the time. We walk by a car, a tinted car, right? You get the next car. Nothing changed. You walk 5 more feet. There was no gust of wind. We always look at ourselves. We do it all the time. You walk in by this thing, you walk by a mirror. I would love to be on the other end of one of these they have actually in San Francisco. Believe it or not, where they have you do all these like funny stunts. Like, can you touch your tongue to your nose? Which, by the way, I can. But they have all these funny stunts. They try to do them, and okay, macabre. They have all these funny stunts that you do. Let's see you try to, and when you get to the end of the museum, it's a two-way mirror. And you're watching everyone do these weird things behind the mirror. You're like, oh my gosh, I did that like 20 minutes ago. That was me. Someone was laughing at me. The mirrors are something that we are so like focused on. And some more than others. I remember a few years ago, I actually had this, I gave a speech about looking in the mirror. And it's not what this is about. And one of my students, I gave a challenge. Let's see you not look in the mirror for like a week. You might look disheveled a little bit, it's true. But learn like how not to be so obsessed with yourself. Now focus on how you look. And there was a guy in the yeshiva who did beautifully in the yeshiva, and he took it by himself. And he was a very like guy who always cared about how he looked. He was always dressed well, and his hair was done nicely. And it wasn't that noticeable. But at the end of the day, like he spent more than a week without looking in the mirror. And he felt like different about yourself. You're not always thinking about how you look and how you... You don't have to worry about those things. First of all, especially if you're in yeshiva. Like, who cares? You know? And second of all, like, you weren't in yeshiva. Your looks are not that important, and we'll get to that point hopefully very soon. They're not that important. We're so focused on, because that's what people look at first. That's what it doesn't matter much more than how you look, is how you are, how you act, what you care about. It's so much more important. It's one of the biggest challenges in dating, is like people, they're trying to set a great impression, but in reality, there's a lot behind the scenes that you're really trying to understand there. That's what you're trying to figure out, not how they look. You're trying to understand, well, this is someone you can be compatible with for 50 years of your life, for 80 years of your life, you're going to marry this person, hopefully. I don't care how she looks or how you look. She will not look the same way when she's 95. I mean, I think. And if that's the case, you know, like, this is not what you're supposed to make decisions based on. But yet, these very physical, vain things like mirrors were offered. And these things were not so quickly accepted, the Medrash brings down. Read a little further inside. V'af osan lo akfu milhavi. That was the Mishkan. Women did not hold themselves back from bringing these to the Mishkan. We'll get to why it's so important in a minute. V'haya mo'es Moshe bahen. Mo'es. You know what mo'es means? Mi'us. It's disgust. He was disgusted. Please, take your mirrors away. I can't use mirrors. So vain. In the Mishkan, it doesn't belong. I'm trying to make a cure. Trying to make a beautiful thing right now. Don't get your mirrors out of here. Like, it's not the right thing to be bringing right now. It's like, imagine you want to give a gift to the basement. You want to bring your, like, Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Like, you know, you can put it on the walls. It's nice. Like, what? It's disgusting. It's pornography. I can't have a big part of it. Mirrors are there for such vanity. Why would you want to, most people say that, no, thank you. They're made for Yetzer Hara. Amar Leh, says Rashi, quotes, Amar Kaz Baruch Hu says back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kabel, take them. Ki ilu chaviv alai min hakol. This is the sweetest gift I've gotten up till now. This is the best I've seen. Take it. Shal yedehem heimidu hanashim tzva'os rabos b'mitzrayim. Because of these mirrors, Klal Yisrael continued. Only because of these mirrors. Why? When the people who were, their husbands were so tired, tough day at the job. You know, they did all day long making bricks, making buildings. They didn't want anything to do with their wives. They wanted to pass out. They didn't know testosterone at that point in time. They weren't excited to be there. They just wanted to sleep. But the women would malichas malahem machal umishta. They would bring them food and drink. Umachilos otam. They would give them the strength back. Now, if I pause right now, what would you think the mirrors were for then? What do you think they were for? What's that?
To look good.
To look good, right?
That's what I thought.
Yeah. But it's not what Rashi says. They want to make themselves look pretty, nice makeup on. It's not what Rashi says. Listen to Rashi. This is an unbelievable line Rashi says over here. Says Rashi. It's quoted in the Medrash, by the way. Each person will look at themselves in the mirror with like a selfie. Pre-selfie days. A mirror. Look at that mirror between us. And they would say, they would try to seduce them with words. Lomar, Nina emimcha. I'm so much better looking than you are. Look at me and look at you in this mirror. You can't see yourself because you're yourself. But now you can. Look at me, look at you. Like I'm out of your league right now. Yeah, that's right. But it apparently worked. Because we had multitudes of people left Mitzrayim. I'm much better looking than you are. You don't miss a chance. And they fell for it, and they had children, and we continued. That was the mirror. That's what they offer Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, excuse me, Yetzer Hara like that? No, thank you. Hashem says, it's the best gift I've gotten right now. What's going on here? What exactly was this gift? Why was it so great? So, start off with one. There's three different shots I'm going to bring down, like ideas, approaches, and I'll try to bring something I saw in England, actually. It was in England. There's this television show that was playing in that place I was. What's that? She was. The guys at that point in time were in shower. They were like in the field all, and they were married already. Don't forget, they wasn't like a random people. They were already married to each other.
Didn't the woman else
work? The women's did not, again, there was a period of time when the women had the men's job and the vice versa. That was part of the process of the slavery, but that was not the standard thing. There was a period of time they tried that also. It's an excellent question. The lashon over here is the lo ikvu milahavi. They did not hold themselves back. I mentioned earlier on, taiva is a very, desire is one of the hardest things to overcome. We spoke about this today a little bit in Pirkei Avos, that for a person to control his desires, things that are only, not only things that are usher, but things that are mutter him even, things that you're allowed to have. Some people are very, David's very against papagayos, all you can eat. Why? Because, like, why? Well, it's mutter, probably. It's mutter, but like, why? Like, why would you want to stuff yourself like that? Control yourself a little bit. Something called tainus, the tainus harivet it's called. When you eat something, you don't eat the last bite. You see the last little part of the sandwich, you kind of leave and you don't eat it. Now, I'm about Tashkes. There's a reason behind it. There's a reason. The reason is, I'm controlling myself. I don't need to eat every last drop of my food. I don't have to eat it all. I control my taivas. A mirror is the most baseless or the most vain thing in the world. How do I look today? I just want to look in the mirror. And people are obsessed with themselves. Obsessed. Again, if you go by anyone, if you walk into the elevator, don't tell anyone to experiment, not no one this year, just watch people stand in the mirror. Who talks to you, looks in the mirror while they're talking to you? You can. It's so many people are going to do it because it's just a normal, we see each other, we see ourselves, it's the first thing we do. When you walk by a car, who walks by a car and glances at the tinted area there, they can see themselves a little better? We all do. It's so vain, and the women did not hold themselves back from that. You know, the most vain object that was out there, they said, I don't want it anymore. You want, you have Kedusha, or I have vanity, I pick Kedusha. Take my vanity away. It's the most unbelievable level of Mesiris Nefesh, of physicality. You cannot get more physical than a mirror. And they say, I'd rather have Kedusha. Give it to the Mishkan. That the Baal Turim explains. That level of Mesiras Nefesh, to drop Taiva, was what made it so beloved to God's Baruch Hu. Rav Nevensal points out and says, if you look in the words, again, in Pasuk Ches, V'avad Yas Kiora Nechasha, they made this Nechosha's Kiora, and its base, Mechzion Nishaya, with the mirrors of the women, the Asyon Litzala'ah, they were coming to Dabba the Mishkan. Nevensal said the following thing, they had no intention of bringing their mirrors as a gift, but every woman's got a little pocketbook and a little makeup case on her. And they started to daven, and they're overwhelmed with Kedusha feelings. They want to give whatever they have to the Mishkan. And all they have is a mirror. Just take my mirror. They were there to daven. And where they were sitting in davening, they were so moved by their davening, they went above what they even thought they'd ever do. And they gave up something that was so dear to them. And that's the tremendous, they let the Kedusha of the Mishkan impact them and help them decide what to do in their lives. How many people in this room or in the world, in Shana Aleph and yeshivas in general, have a very clear picture, I want to get up to here this year, nothing more than that. And then they experience a level of Kedusha maybe that's even more than they thought they would. But they set their bar, I'm not interested in that at all. And they're trying, they're learning, they're growing, but they have to put an adkan. And by the way, just so you understand a little more of this piece, that's why some people are very against guys and girls going out in the year in Israel. Because if you're growing at a pace not like your girlfriend's growing, it's risky. Either you have to, you know, she has to kind of catch up to you, which she's not really ready for, or you have to slow it down for her, which chaval for that. Or you break up, which is painful to do. Just don't even start the process while you're here. The idea that you could be moved when you're doing Kedusha to levels you even thought that were imaginable for yourself. Some guys think that today, that you can learn for 4 hours within it without having a break. Like who thinks such things up? No one even dream of such like torture. And people do it. They do it with ease now. The women represented someone who's growing beyond what they ever planned on doing. They went just to daven by the Mishkan, but they were so moved by Kedusha, they gave away their most prized item, their beauty. What they see every single day, they make sure they look pretty for their husbands. And that's one shot, is that the taiva they gave up on is why husband loves it so much. Shot number two. That was while two members of Nevensal suggested that there. Shot number two was that it represented the kiyur, and really the mirrors represent an extra level of Kedusha. There's something called Tara, and something called Kedusha. Tara is the absence of Tumah. To be pure means you're not impure. When you're impure, you go to the mikvah, you become pure. But Kedusha is more than that. When the Kohen goes to do avoda, he's not impure, but he has to make himself Kadosh. That's why when you take Shemoneh Esrei, you have to daven Shemoneh Esrei, and we're about to do it together right now as a tzibur. So you're about to enter into Kadosh Baruch Hu's realm to be full of Kedusha. We're not Tameh, we're Tahor. But Tahor to Kedusha is another level. Ramosha points out that the women brought the level from Tara to Kedusha. Why? Because the action they did with their husbands was not because they were sexually interested. Their husbands were actually probably very unattractive and smelly at that point in time. And their husbands, too, were not interested. As a matter of fact, at that point in time, if you remember the Medrash, that people had given up on having children. The Amram, separated from his wife, Yocheved, he just couldn't bear to have children anymore. And the women felt differently. It wasn't that they were so attracted to their husbands right now. They felt, I'm not going to let ourselves go. We're not going to let ourselves and our families be ruined. And they made their husbands sleep with them, even though neither one really wanted it right now. But the women saw a future that Kadosh Baruch Hu would protect them if they tried their hardest, and that's what happened in the end. Women are known to see deeper than men are in many areas. They have a sensitivity emotionally and spiritually that we men don't have. That's why we have more mitzvahs than they do. Because we need more. Because we're naturally ingrained to be a little less cutters than women are. When people say Judaism is it's not sexist pro-men, it's actually pro-women. Women are more cutters than men are. That's what Judaism believes. We need more things to fix ourselves. It's like going to a doctor and you know you're bleeding hard, you have a cold, and someone else got has a bad disease. Doctor gives you like 2 pills, he gives your friend 10 pills. You're like, racist. Why did that guy 10? He gave me only 2. Racist? What? Because you don't need 10. You need 2 only. You want to take his medication? That's not for you. You need these 2. Women can't do this. That's not because they're worse. It's because they're better. They're naturally better. They're naturally more kadosh. And here's an example of it. As a matter of fact, if you look in the story of Uz Yashir, there's a very strange discussion, Parsha B'Shalach. The men go through this beautiful song, they do the whole Uz Yashir. Then it says the following line, V'tikach Miriam ha-Nivya ha-Kos Aaron es-Tof bi-Yada. Miriam, the Nivya, the sister of Aaron, has a drums in her hand, and she goes and she says it, she starts to dance, and they say, Shiru la-Hashem ki go-Oga, Sutor Rabiam. That sounds familiar, you know why? Because the men said it like a few people took them earlier in their song. Copycat. Remember when I was younger, I saw there was an MTV report. I don't know if they do reporting there or journalism. I don't know if they journalists there, but there was a report. There was a guy when I was younger. He was a rapper that you would love Maxwell to go to his rap concert. It's a great rap concert named Vanilla Ice. You ever heard Vanilla Ice before, him?
Yeah.
Right? Ice Ice Baby. Anyways, so if you listen to Ice Ice Baby, I'm not recommending that you do that, but if you listen to it, the beat to Ice Ice Baby is it's almost exactly the same as a Queen song Under Pressure. Bum 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 ba da dum bum. Now, so they called him out on it. And you know what he said? No. Theirs goes bum 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 ba da dum bum. Mine goes bum 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 ba da dum dum bum. True. It's what the video was. You can see it yourself, you probably go on YouTube and see it. He claimed, I had an extra bum after they did the whole bum 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 ba da dum bum bum. That was what I added to that song. That's my tune. Miriam had the same exact tune that Moshe is saying. They sang the same words. Moshe was just longer. Why don't we highlight what Miriam did? You know what Miriam had with her? Drums. Why'd you bring drums? You got X amount of hands you can, you know, two. Two hands you can carry things with, right? Not more than two. You want to waste it on a drum? You know what it means? The level of confidence she had in HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so strong that she knew there would be a time to play that drum. It's not the word that she sang when she played the music. It's that she brought instruments. Women have a gift that men don't have. They have a gift of seeing so much deeper than we see. The Kedusha level is stronger. And for that reason, they bring not only Tara, they bring Kedusha to the table. The Eben Dover points out, in addition to that, the Netziv, that it happens to be, that's part of what makes women's Koach in Torah learning. It's not what they learn. It's not the Torah they learn. The support that they give in their Torah learning with their children, with their husband. Husband comes back from a busy day at Kolol or from Chavrusa after working at nighttime. And the wife has, you know, food on the table, encouraging words that you should, you know, Kolach a vote for learning at nighttime. So a happy year. Your wife is supposed to be your Mashkiach in some ways. She's supposed to be. She's supposed to marry someone who's so Kaddosh, who's so Tahor, is going to make you a better person. That's what a wife's supposed to be. The mirrors, because they use the mirrors, even though it was a sexual item in theory, they use it for such Kedusha. Men are pigs. Women are not. Women are not like that. They don't need, they want emotional comfort and support for the most part. We want physical comfort and support. That's what we care much more about than they do. There are exceptions, of course, there are exceptions to rules, exceptions to every rule. Don't tell me people that you know of who are exceptions, I don't care. That's not the point. When you marry a woman, if you base it on how she looks, what a terrible decision to make. It's supposed to be your partner in life, the mother of your children. And because she's pretty. When women gave her the mirror, they said the looks don't matter. They were trying to tell their husbands. It doesn't matter anymore. When they gave up the mirrors, the same mirror they used as a source of complete vanity to show their husband, I'm better than you are. Be with me. Because I want to have children with you. When you date and you get married, you better pick a girl who's going to be your partner to make you better as a Jew. Not a trophy wife. Get a show off. You don't want a woman who everyone is attracted to. She should be attractive to you, but not attracting to other people. Gemara and Titus. I was zocher to learn Titus from you guys. Rekutz went away last week a little bit. I did a Gemara. I don't remember seeing beforehand. I must have seen it. I don't remember, but I don't remember seeing it. There was a woman who would go out when her husband would come back from the base medesh with beautiful makeup on. You did this before in the concern? They asked, why did she dress up? Because her husband should feel like his wife is beautiful. Because the wife wants her husband to feel attracted, but not attracting. No one else is looking, but her husband should see the beauty of his wife. Her husband should see that at least. That's what women are supposed to be doing. And that's what giving them the mirror, that's what they used the mirror for originally. And giving up was showing that it is not about how we look. It was for a much deeper purpose than that. But I have my own pshat, and I'll say this, I'll end this on a 2-minute pshat, and then I'll end. You know what a mirror does when you look at a mirror? Most people. It's not just to make you look stam. To see where you are right now, and you have a vision of where you want to look like. Usually people look in the mirror, they fix something afterwards. Oh, you know. Let me put my eyebrows back into place. Fix my beard seems to be a little, put it back down, mat it down a little bit. They see where they are, but they also know where they want to be. A mirror is something where you're able to understand where you're supposed to end up in the end. And if you have a goal where you want to end up, then a mirror is very helpful. I don't know what it's supposed to look like. Imagine I never saw myself in my life. I walk into a mirror like, whoa, that's me. But I don't know what it looks like even. Is my hair out of place? Do I like the messy look? What am I going for here? I haven't shaved. Am I doing that? I'm not shaving. Am I supposed to be, I like the 5 o'clock shadow? Is that my thing? If I don't know where I'm supposed to be going then it doesn't matter where a mirror is. A mirror represents someone who knows where they are right now for truth. The mirror doesn't lie. Right? Around the wall, who's the fairest of them all? The mirror tells the truth. Doesn't lie to you. And it only helps you if you know where you want to end up at the end. It represents a development of a person's truth where he is and where he wants to be at the end. When I was in Manchester, Tomer's never been in his life to Manchester. I was in Manchester. Yesterday, actually. And I saw, they had one of these, I don't know, I guess the airport maybe was, or the train station had this show going on. It was the world records, like Guinness World Records, people who accomplished some world record. And there were the most weirdest things you could imagine. I'll just give you two examples of them. One person, you know, how many eggs can you crack with your forehead in 30 seconds? This is really. And the guy set the record. I saw it with my own eyes. He said, I didn't see him do it. I saw the TV showing and the guy setting the record of how many eggs he could crack in 30 seconds with his head, just banging with his head only. He did 73. 30 seconds. They lined up all the eggs over here. He went boom, boom. Okay. Another person had a bean bag. Bouncy seat. I don't know what you call it. But he tried to set the quickest mark in the 100-meter bouncy dash. You know? And he tried twice, and both times he fell off. He didn't exceed the record. Who in the world thinks of those things? It's ridiculous. No, but you know what it shows? It shows when someone has a game plan, they go for it. Now, as weird as that might be, they go for it. They have a vision. I want to be able to accomplish this, and they try their hardest to get there in the end. Chaval, it's embarrassing that the guy's, what his getting there would be, is to crack X amount of eggs with his forehead. Okay? But you know what? At least he has a goal he's trying to accomplish. And he's in a world where, what else? What's more important than that? Having more money? Why? Why is that a bigger accomplishment than cracking eggs? Is it equally arbitrary? So maybe you can buy more things, you have more money, but it's just arbitrary. More money or cracking more eggs, it's just accomplishments. Until you have a truth in the world, everything else you do is arbitrary. So we have a truth in the world. God. We're fortunate to have a God in our world. And he tells us truth. And you have the opportunity to be excellent. A mirror represents someone who has the truth where he is right now, but usually it means he also knows where he wants to get to in the end. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you how to get there. You don't need a mirror. A mirror is for the vanities of getting there. You have a Torah. You have mitzvahs. You have opportunities to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's how you get there. If you know where you're really at right now and where you want to get to, then you're given the gifts in the world. And the mirror represents someone who's aware of those things. I know where I am because I can see, and I know where I want to be. That's why I'm fixing my hair. That's represented in the mirror. That's the most unbelievable thing. You know what the women said to the men, by the way? I'm out of your league. I'm out of your league. You know how lucky you are right now to be with me? It wasn't like, let me look how pretty my husband. I'm out of your league. Hashem is so out of our league, but he gave us a gift. You can still be with me. It's called the Torah. You can still be with me. You want to join me on an endeavor of a lifetime where you put your mind to something special? Then go for it. Here it is. It's right over here. It's called the Chumash. It's called the Gemara. It's called every other sefer that you have in front of you. Join me. I'm out of your league, but I'll give you a chance to join me. That's what you're here for. So you have choices in life. Bang your head against eggs. Try to mask the most money for yourself. They're just both equally random activities. equally random, except one gets you more things, I guess less random, gets you more things in life. You can buy more things after you have more money. Or you can get truth. That's what the mirror represents. Truth. The mirrors never lie. The gift that the women gave us was truth, where you are and where you want to end up in the end of the day. We should merit to understand the beauty of the mirror. Not be obsessed with the mirror or the vanity ways. But the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu is out of our league, but he gives you a chance to be part of his league by learning his beautiful Torah, which we zoche to learn much Torah and be a source of nachas to all of our family. Have a good Shabbos.